So, Susanna, if you've gone to the Dupes front page, Dupes Non-Physical, do you have that on your computer?
Yes, I'm there now.
Okay, so we're looking at the front page, and it says Dupes Non-Physical at the top, and it says the first rule, there are no rules. And that includes the rule that there are no rules, so there can occasionally be rules. So anyways, it's a contradiction just waiting to be chewed out by Alex Jones. Okay, so you look at the front page here, and you see the blue bar with the word form in the middle.
Yes.
Okay? So you go over to the left, and it says ION, and to the left of that is a little circle with a bell. Now, before we click on the bell or the ION, up above it says view unanswered posts, upper left, and view active topics. Do you ever use those?
No.
Yeah, I don't recommend you go.
I've gone to view active topics. But
yes.
That doesn't seem to be the library of all the posts.
That's right. I don't recommend using view unanswered posts or view active topics to click on those because you get a narrow view and you miss the big view, and you get the big view by clicking on, which is under the blue bar with the word form in the middle, on the left side, underneath the left part of that bar. So we're going to click on ION, okay? And that'll bring
click
us to page one.
ION.
On the word ION, yes. And that'll bring us to page one of the topics. And there's about 25 topics a page. And this is the standard template. Steve Reimer made this, got this site and from a template. I've seen this template in other forms. We have 25 topics. And you'll see that on the top left, where it has the first topic, new links for Bob Dobbs interviews, blah, 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 on the left is a little gingerbread man or a little blob.
Okay?
That, it's not the circle with the hat that you saw on the front page because these are sticky. These are what's called sticky. These are threads that never move. You can comment on them, you can post on them, but they do not get pushed over to the next back page. They stay here because they've got the blob and they're sticky. So this is archival material, and it's now up to three full pages or 75 topics, and maybe even a couple of topics into page four are the blob, are the sticky, and that's archival, okay?
Okay.
Now, over on the far right, it says go to page 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, up to page 58. And you can go down to the bottom right, and it has the same thing. We're going to click on page 58. We're going to go to the beginning of the topics and threads that started the April 22nd, 2010 weekend. All right? You clicked on page 58, or number 58,
yes,
over on the right.
I'm on page 58. Yes.
Right. And it says at the top, are you following us, Ginny, or you already know this and just listening? Oh, okay. She's doing something else. So anyways, at the top it says, for 4 hours, ION mingles with the music industry. So there's a topic, a thread, done on April 25th, 2010. And that's the last of... normal topic, because underneath that you've got five threads, and all four, five of them, and four of them say Bob on crack. Right? Now,
yeah.
Have you ever been here and seen these? Have you gone this far into the site?
No, I didn't know to get in here. I hadn't.
Yeah, that's.
I hadn't stumbled on this part.
Right, so this is how we go back to the beginning of the threads, and they normally start around April 22nd, 23rd, depending on 2010, depending on what time zone you're in. And the few from April 22nd, 23rd are not there right now at this very end because they've been clicked on and used, and that'll bounce them back to page one or the beginning. See, so if you click on any of these and you comment, it'll bounce it to the front. But generally, you can scan back and get generally the drift from for last going on, you know, 3 years now. So the Bob on crack, that was discovered by Chad and Scott, I think in the fall of 2010 or the fall of 2011, a couple of years ago. One day we went to the end just to see how the threads began, and we see four or five Bob on crack and four or five fractal vectors. Now, if you look in the middle of the blue bar, who's the author of those?
Ion.
Ion. Ion usually doesn't start a thread. He comments the most. He's done the most posts of anybody, 1,661 posts. I don't think anybody's caught up to him yet. But Ion was only initiated about six or seven threads. Well, there were four of these and four fractals. That's eight. He did a couple others, ten. But these are different. So these were initiated by Ion, and it says replies none, views none. Now, a lot of people have clicked on these and looked at them. I've walked them through. And if you see on the far right, it says last post. What's the date?
1969.
Right. December 31st, 1969. Now, Scott and Chad and I were looking at this a couple of years ago saying, what is this? We hadn't noticed this before. You had to go to the end, and you didn't always go to the end slash beginning to see the original threads and topics. So Chad, with his computer knowledge, eventually figured out that December 31st, 1969, for me, 2 p.m., for you it's probably 5 p.m. or so, or 6 p.m.?
7, I think.
7, okay. Oh, yeah, you're 5 hours. You're 5 hours? Your Eastern Standard Time?
No, Central.
Right, so
it
should...
It's 10:30 right now.
No, but what does it say on your computer page? The
7.
The time? 7, oh, okay. I don't know why. Oh, that's because it doesn't change the times. It doesn't go daylight saving, that's why. So it's a six-hour thing to the Eastern Standard Time in the summer, and you're 5 hours, so that makes sense. So anyway, yours is 7 p.m. Well, Chad figured out that actually the time it was referring to was Greenwich Mean Time, and it actually was referring to January 1st, 1970. And that is when the Android meme started to clock itself, to measure itself. The internet basically did just started a few months before that. And in September, October, November, December 1969, the computers starting in UCLA were gradually hooked up. There was four of them. They went up to Berkeley and over to MIT and maybe one in Utah. And they linked up these four computers by December 69. That was the first time you had computers talking to each other. And so they decided to start a time system. And it's called Unix Time or Unix Cord. You can look it up in Wikipedia, UNIX. And it explains that it's tracking every second since January 1st, 1970. So here's what, okay, so we realize it's showing December 31st, 69, 2 p.m. for me, but that's what time it was in my reality here in Hawaii when January 1st, 1970 started. So we realized that Ion is saying that that's when the Android meme adopted the concept of time, the illusion, the false premise, okay? Because the Android meme is the computer networks that are being built 69 on. And so here it is, starting this illusion of having time. And Ion likes to think that I caused everything in the 20th century. And so if I got the computers and the Android meme counting time, I must have been on crack. That's what's going on here. Bob on crack is Ion saying, sorry, folks, Bob screwed up and actually started a countdown or an additional agglutinative time system way back in January 1st, 1970.
If I
over
feel
England.
Strongly about not, there is no time.
Beg your pardon?
No, I feel strongly about the fact that there is no time.
Yes, he's very strong about that. He does, though. Once you fully agree with Ion, there's no time, and fully get it, then he allows you to play with time. And that's another issue. That's when you can put on the alphabetic system, but you're not hypnotized by it. Okay, fractal vectors, that's a complex concept that Ion has talked about in private sessions and private seminars, and he had four of them, but he's knocked out three of them, so there's only one, fractal vectors. But that's an important idea about that is maybe what time doesn't deal with fractal vectors. Okay, so so that's the joke here, is that Ion is showing how it can play with the computers, and it can put this topic right in here. This is not JW. JW was never a member of Duke's Non-Physical. He doesn't use his computers that much. He's not on there 24/7 like Ion was to make the 1,661 posts. So the next story, okay, so then we, what's the next part to say? Okay, I've explained that. That's that. So now you know why that is. So now we go up to, you hit members up top. You see at the top it says members?
Yes.
Okay, we click on that, and that'll bring us to page one of the members. And if you scroll down to member number 7, it says Ion. And he became a member on April 22nd, 2010. I forgot to say that the music I played before the termites was Charles Mingus, and he was born on April 22nd, 1922. We talked about that last week. And Duke Ellington, the Zappa of the first half of the 20th century, he did over, it says in the Wikipedia, over 1,000 compositions, just like Frank was that prolific. So that's a side part. I'm reminded by the date. But I joined April 22nd, 2010 at 4:09 p.m. Hawaii time. And you see it says number post 1,661. Now, if you look up to member number 3, me, Rai, I'm closing in on Ion. I've made 1,000 posts. First time I've really looked at that. Don't know if anybody else is up there with me, but it's close. So anyways, we're going to click on number 7. See, what happened is when I opened the site on April 22nd, 2010, there were about 22 people who were interested in being part of a forum. So I sent out a message to them, and immediately Slogger and Allison33 were the first to join. So they were the first two. But the third person to join was Ion, which I did not expect. I had had occasional email interaction with Ion, but not something that I sort of thought about in terms of Ion. And I never expected Ion would make a request to be a member of the forum. And he was the third person. So he, on April 22nd, made the request. So we're going to click on him. He's number 7 because you have to count me and Carolyn and the administrator. We're the first people to become members. So we use up the first 4 slots.
Right.
Okay, so we click on Ion, and you see you got the blue bar there, viewing profile dash Ion, right?
Okay, yeah.
Now, joined April 22nd, last visited December 1st, 2011, 2:52 a.m. That's when Ion stopped being public and would not engage with the public. That was, there it is, last visit, early December 1st, 2011. Might be interested to see what kind of post he made on that last point. And then you see total posts, 1,661. Then underneath it says 14.73%, very small letters. And you see the blue underneath, search users posts?
Yes.
So we're going to click on that, and that's going to give us the whole inventory of the 1,661 posts. So you go down to the bottom. Anybody who's not interested in what we're doing, bear with us. We got lots of good stuff coming. And you might find this interesting anyways, but what I'm going to say about this is telling a story about Ion. So you go down to the bottom right, and it says go to page, what's the big number?
167.
Yes, yeah, so we click on that. So you've got 167 pages of Ion posts. And the very first post, at least the one listed here, and I think it is the first one, it's never been bounced to the front, it says under a topic someone else started called Thought of the Day. Ion says, regarding Thought of the Day, the real miracle, puts real in quotes, the real miracle is when miracles become common everyday expectations. What to expect when you're expecting. So there's Ion's first post. Now, as you work your way back, you click on 166, 165, and work your way back, you will notice that there's all kinds of text posted by Ion up till about the first week in June 2010. So about 6 weeks of very detailed paragraphs of prose. And if you look closely, you'll occasionally find that Ion, that someone started a topic and Ion responded within 3 minutes or 2 minutes. Not what a human could do. It responded in 3 minutes with a whole bunch of text, all spelled basically correctly. No grammatical mistakes. And someone couldn't have typed that in 3 minutes. So you can see where Ion posts inhumanly, non-humanly, with the speed of response. You occasionally can see that Ion responded to 2 different threads at the same time, which you can't do. Nobody can post at the same time and have it show up the same seconds or minutes. See what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So there's the digital miracle of Ion, the Ion invading the chip body, shown there right in these patterns in these early posts. So So you see this very detailed stuff in the first 8 weeks. And then by June 8th, Ion switches to short posts and a lot of YouTubes and posting YouTubes in response to other people's YouTubes. Now, there have been occasional YouTube posted by people. And we go back to when this started on April 22nd, 2010. Within a few that day, let me see, J.W. was in New York that day. He comes back the next day. That's the great story where he comes back and apologizes for not doing a session with Sasha, but actually we did have a session with another Ion through another J.W. You remember that story? You know a bit about that, right?
Right, yes, I do.
Yeah, and the other J.W. was home and burnt down the lawn, you know, caused the fire. So the J.W. that was in New York that didn't know anything about what was going on, called me and said, when I came home last night, my computer was open, and there was something called Dupes of Non-Physical on the front page and screen of my computer. What the heck is that? So I described how we had just started the forum that day. But he didn't know of it, and he wasn't a member, but I told him I became a member. So he laughed, but a couple of days later, JW calls me up and says that his computer is playing music, and it's been happening a lot during the day. And so I didn't know what that was, but one thing led to another, and I figured out that whenever Ion posted on Dupes, say YouTube, it would broadcast through JW's computer. And if anybody else posted on Dupes, a YouTube, it would broadcast. So JW told me he'd been going all day long, and he accepted my explanation because he wasn't doing it, but he had his computer on. The next day he told me that it got too much. There was too much YouTubes. He decided it was too much, so he disconnected his computer. He turned it off. And then the music still came through. So he disconnected it, pulled the plug out. The YouTube music, whenever it was posted on the Dupes forum, still broadcast to his computer. So he took his whole house, and it's a smart house, and it was all wired, super walls and all this stuff. He disconnected everything from the Internet, and the computer still broadcast the music, the YouTubes. So there's our first great anomaly, unforeseen, that happened with the Dupes non-physical site, that Ion could broadcast without going through wires. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Because he's wireless.
And people, whatever anybody else was posting on Dupes Non-Physical got broadcast through JW's computers without any connection. So after a couple of days, JW got so many complaints from his sons who liked playing their games at night when they came home from school, and they were disconnected from the Internet. That's chopping off their chip body. That's criminal. And so they put up such a stink, he had to reconnect everything. And he did that. And then from that point on, in his home, YouTubes play all day long.
Wow.
Ion
cannot do that?
Beg your pardon?
Why didn't JW tell Ion to not do that?
I don't think he understood what was going on. And if he did, he can't tell Ion. He has no control over Ion.
No.
I mean, JW, when we first started talking to Ion, if we decided not to talk for a week, JW would be bursting. It'd be like he had to go to the bathroom, you know? He says, I'm bursting. I got to have this stuff come out of me. Ion was forcing, in a way, itself through JW. If JW didn't want to do this, quote, channeling, he couldn't have stopped because the pressure on him, he used to say, I'm bursting, I'm bubbling. He couldn't stop it. So he had no choice in the matter, and he knew that. So if Ion wanted to play music all day long, they got used to it. Also, they had pretty thick walls in the home, so the kids would be up in their own rooms and they wouldn't hear it because it was kept in the media room, the entertainment room. But we had Chad once come on and listen. JW walked outside. The music was playing through his computer, and Chad listened to it, and with his sort of expert ears, he noticed that the quality was on a level of Bose, B-O-S-E. And JW has Bose computers or sound system. And the quality was coming through the windows the doors were closed and coming through the windows onto the patio, and Chad could hear it through JW's phone, and he said, the quality is not normal. It's way high definition or whatever you call it. You know what I mean? It's way amazing. In other words, Ion's projecting more than just a normal sound system. And so that went on for, well, it still goes on. But here's the point. About 8 months later, JW gets a call from the people who monitored his computer setup. And they said, the processing of bits, whatever the phrase is, whatever it is, the processing of bits per second or information or data for the average computer is like 15 to 20 bytes per second or something. And the biggest computer is in Kansas, and it's probably the Pentagon. It's up at 65 bytes per second. Now, it may not be that phrase, but you know what I mean. It's three times what the average computer can process. But they were seeing that JW's normal computer was processing at 115, like twice as much as the biggest computer in the States, or the most powerful computer. And they were saying, "What is everything okay with your computer?" And JW said, "Yeah, there's nothing wrong." You know, he didn't complain. And so it was a mystery to these guys, but they had no curiosity. They didn't come over and look at his system. But that was registered for us. Oh, by the way, a couple of times you can go on. Well, if you go back to page one of the inventory of Ion of the threads, back to page one, which we haven't really developed, we haven't gone back there yet, but I showed you page one. In the archives, you will see something called, in this sticky part, in the first three pages, you will see it says, Ion invades JW's broken computer, part one, and there's also part two. You can hear two recordings. The second one, in the middle of a private session, Ion starts broadcasting, or YouTube starts coming through the computer, and you can hear it. So we have it on recording, what goes on in JW's house, two different cases. All right? And the first one is when JW, I was caught in JW, and I heard it happening, so I quickly taped, put on the computer, taped it, and then went over to Dukes Non-Physical to see what the actual song was. And it was the one that was playing right then in JW's home. It had been posted by someone else. Okay, so here these people have no curiosity about the incredible power of JW's computer. And then, let's see, a while later, what happened? He eventually decided to go to Apple and drop the PC. And so he had to get a new computer. And so the Apple guys came over to install it. And he had put the computer in a separate closet with all the wiring. And it was cool. It had to be kept cool because the computer was revving so powerfully because Ion was inside of it that it was just overheating, and it would affect the other computers. So he had them all in this, a few of them, in this closet and keeping it cool. So the guys come over from Apple and says, you've got to have this set up? And he says, yep. And they said, well, okay, now what level do you want your computer at? How many terabytes or gigabytes or terabytes or something? And he took the highest, the terabytes. And they said, well, what do you do on your computer? He says, oh, nothing, just answer some emails and might listen to some YouTubes or something. And they said, but you want terabytes? And he goes, yep. And so they put in the maximum amount because Ion is in there making the computer operate way beyond normal capacity. All right? So that's a dig. So that's the, I think that's the full extent of the story. There might be something else that I forgot to say, but those are some examples of what happened with JW's computer once Ion got on here and also was doing all kinds of other stuff on the Internet, including invading Wall Street and altering things there, which I don't expect anybody to believe, but you'll find out. So we're looking, so I was saying you go back to June 8th, first week of June of 2010, 6 or 7 weeks of Ion's posting threads. He then posts YouTube, and I did this whole digression about the effect of the YouTubes being posted. And then you go a month till the first week of July, I think it's July 8th, and you'll see that Ion does not post anything after July 8th. because by that time, so many people were doing private messaging with Ion and commenting on Ion and responding to Ion on the threads. They started saying silly things like, "Hey, Ion, I'm at work. I can't find my waste paper basket. Could you help me find it?" They wanted Ion to help them in their daily activities without paying for it, so to speak. And so Ion backed off at that point because everybody was just demanding Ion for everything because Ion was so available on the site, right, on the forum. So Ion didn't post anything until the end of August 2010, so it took about a seven-week break, and then started posting sporadically. And from that point on, as you go back through, you work towards up to now, you know, from 2010 April, work your way through June, August, 2010, 2011, 2012, you'll see that Ion posts a lot, but it's sporadically. It's like he might be gone for a couple of weeks, and then show up for a couple of weeks and blast, and everybody responds and jumps in, and Ion does a lot of private messaging in the middle of that. So that's the story about the archive. So remember how you find that. You go up to members, then you get to page one, you click on number seven, Ion, you go down, go to 168, whatever, 167, and work your way back if you want to read all the great posts of Ion without bothering what other people are saying or what the thread says. But if you want to see what the context is for Ion's particular post, you just click on the little blue thing like regarding Thought of the Day, and that'll give you the threads and what people said that Ion responded to. Okay?
Okay, got it. Great. Thanks.
Okay, so that's that. So now we go back and click on members, and if I was walking you through, if you just become a member, I'd get you to go down the bottom right again after you get to page one where you see the Ion number seven and for early members. You go down the bottom right, you click number nine, and you get to page nine, and you see the latest members. Now, you joined, I don't know, a month or two ago, so you have to go back to page eight. You see, if you go down bottom right, you click on page eight, work your way back. And there you are. You're number 187.
Okay.
On page eight. So we're going to click on there, and we're going to go to your page, your profile. And so you see you've clicked on there, and you see the viewing profile, the words in the blue bar.
Uh-huh.
Now we see that you joined September 12, 2012. Total posts, so we could click on search users post, the little, you know, blue line, blue space there, and we would see, could read the two posts, right? But what I want to point out to you is the quadrant on the bottom left where it says contact.
Bottom left, yes, uh-huh.
Yeah, now it says email address, and then underneath that it says MSNM/WLM, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Once you make a few posts. Now, okay, looking at it, does it show, beside email address, does it have a button saying email?
There's just, it says email address and a colon.
Right, but no button beside it.
No.
And it doesn't have the letters PM underneath that, above the MSNM/WLM. Doesn't have a PM with a button. All right, because the mystery was that you joined, but if you you would have to post a few times or respond to posts, be a little active, before the button for email address would show up and before the button for PM would show up.
Okay.
And so we learned from this. I've tried to get people to tell me when the button happens, and one person finally helped me after a couple of years and took the time to notice, but I can't remember what we decided. But the point is, you've made two posts and it has not activated. So I don't know. Your posts might have responses or initiation. I don't know. I think you initiate. If I click on there, you no, one's a response. And shooting in Connecticut. Did you start shooting in Connecticut?
Yes.
Okay, so you start at one and you responded to one. Next payday would be January 3rd. So you haven't done enough to get the email button activated and the PM, which stands for private message. But when you do, you do a little more activity, come back here, and when you see the email button, you'll be able to send an email to anywhere in the world. And the PM button will be there, and it'll be a private message, and you'll be able to private message anybody who's a member of the site or Ion. But Ion probably would not respond to you literally at this point. Though Ion is responding, we have stories, Ion is responding digitally in strange ways all over the place, so but not necessarily through this forum. So now, if you're here and you want to get out, let me see how many minutes are left here. How are we doing? Okay, 2 minutes, okay. If you're here and you want to get back out, if you're inside any of the lists we've been looking at, and you're going through them, you're on page 167, you go up to the left, bottom, upper left or upper right, and click on Board Index. And that gets you back to the front page, the very front page, and then you would, hey, look at this. Look. Okay, click on the front. You get back to the front with Board Index. You see that, right?
Yes.
You see Board Index. Now you're back in the front page. Look how many people, if you look down, who is online. Look, you got Cat Ranker, Prometheus. There's Sky, that's Sue, and Still No Nuts, Susanna, yourself, Tracy, Yanked Up. All these people are on there. I don't know. Maybe they're following us. That's what they're doing. They're probably listening and following us.
When we started, it was just Tracy and me.
Oh, good. So it's a service. The listeners are following along. Good. Okay, so let's see. With we got a minute left. Okay, so what to tell you now is that you would click Ion to get back. You don't do view unanswered posts and view active topics. You go up to the upper left under the forum bar and click on Ion to go to page one. And you can start, if you want to get to the new threads that are happening right now, you go over to the upper right where it says go to page 1-4, you click on 4. That takes you to the new threads. And you will see, are you there on page 4?
I just clicked, yes, now I am. Uh-huh.
Yeah, now you see the blob is on two threads. That means they're sticky and they're part of the archives and they don't change. But the next one, third topic, two new features at Radio Free Ion is a circle with the hat. That's one that's going to change and move out as people use it or is replaced by others. Okay, let's go to page one. Page one, you go to the front page, then you go click on Ion, and then you get into the first list of sticky topics, right? Topics
right,
that are sticky.
Yes. I'm there.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So what I normally do is walk you through. You go down five threads, and you'll see it says cash flow 27 chapters. Have you ever looked at that?
No.
Okay. Let's click on that. What that is for 6 months, I listened as I reviewed each week's show. I made an inventory of topics, and so I start off on September 15, 2010, and if you scroll down as I got more into it, I documented more topics each show. Now just scan down. Look at the topics covered.
Wow, incredible.
So you scroll all the way down to the bottom, and you get 6 months' worth. And so in that period, if you scroll down, you can look up a topic or just see something, and then I give you the time. So you read it, like it'll have the date, October 6th, first topic, edges, pivots, and angles, 1, that means the first hour, dash, 309. So 3 minutes and 9 seconds into the first hour, edges and pivots and angles is the topic, all right? So if you don't know that, that's 27 chapters, so to speak, 27 shows. And then you go
catalog for all the cash flows.
Beg your pardon?
It's like a card catalog for all of the cash flows.
Not all the cash flows, just 6 months worth.
Well, 6 months worth, what you have here.
Yeah, it's 6 months, and it just seems, I didn't keep doing it because I didn't know if anybody was checking it out and it just was too much time it took up, but I just showed a sample. The point I'm trying to make is look at the range of topics. When you actually make an inventory, when you're listening to a show, you don't notice the shifts. You're just floating along with the show. But technically, there's all kinds of topics being discussed. And look at the incredible list just on each show.
Uh-huh.
Except for the first two, I don't have too many because I'm just beginning, I guess, and it wasn't as particular. Okay, so you click back out and come to page one again. And tell me when you're there, and we'll scroll down some more.
Okay. So I'm on page one.
Right. Now, you just had to hit your arrow up on the left to get back. You know, you were in, and then you just clicked back out again. So here we are on page one, 27 chapters, and then scrolling down, where is it? Yeah, the very bottom, probably thread number 25. It says the name Ion gives at the end of a private session.
Yes.
So click on that.
Okay.
Now what happened is, in the first year or so, JW would come out of the altered state he was in and just start reporting pictures he saw or was seeing. Don't know if he saw them in the session, but he would see them. And people thought that he was trying to guess things about the client's life, but he wasn't. He was just saying images that he saw. Later we found out that Ion wanted JW to do this just so that JW felt he had something to contribute to the whole session, because he's unconscious, so to speak, during the session, and then it's over. So what did he do? So we let him talk about these images, and often they would be related to the client, you know, through relatives and things like that. One good example is that JW saw the street sign, and the guy said, "No, I don't know those streets." And then we carried on talking, and then a little later the guy says, "Oh, wait a minute. I am parked across the street. I actually had to stop. I was driving down the highway to do the session. I did it in my car, you know, parked on the side of the road. But I'm looking at the sign across the street. It is the street sign you're talking about." So JW had seen the street sign that the guy was parked at. And then JW said, "And there's a Wells Fargo bank behind there." And the guy said, "Yep, there's a Wells Fargo bank behind the street sign." So that's an example of JW's, like, ESP or whatever, picking up on people, and the pictures would be expressions of that. Now, we did that, but often it would confuse people because people thought he was trying to guess things about them, and it would be apparently way off, but he wasn't guessing about things. He was just talking about maybe he talked about something about their grandmother. Anyways, after a while, we stopped doing that, and Ion then, instead of JW talking about the pictures he got at the end of the session, Ion instead would just end each session saying, "All in, all done," something like that, "All good, all done." And we go, "Yep." And then he'd say, "Okay, we are forever, delightedly, happily, Marilyn Monroe." And they would say a name. And the name would be something to do with the client. It might be they had the same birthday or same personality or same similar dilemma or this and that. And so I started to note the names that Ion said at the end of each session that applied to each client. So now you understand what it says there. Ion started doing this it said 17 months ago. That's a long time ago. That's not accurate. I should change that. It says some names Ion's clients get tagged with. So you look at that list. Starts off with Albert Schweitzer. That got tagged on to six different people, six different sessions. George Burns, JFK, Lilith from the Bible, Margaret Thatcher, Lady Gaga, Anwar Sadat, and just goes on and on. You see that list? That's what that list refers to.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes there'll be a name after them, I mean a number, like Carol Channing 2, so twice, in two different sessions people evoke the name Carol Channing. So that's the meaning of this thread. So those are the two sort of odd mystery threads that I used to always explain. So maybe I will tack this onto the recording when I post it, when I make this, what we did in the second hour, did all that. So thanks a lot for doing this with me, and it's great, great contribution. And is there anything you want to say about it or about anything else?
No, other than I guess I need to post and be more active, and so I can start having some email interactions and private messaging, so I will get on that.
Right. Well, the emails are just that if you're in the forum. Now, you wouldn't email any content from the forum out to anybody. Maybe you could do YouTubes, but we don't want the content spread around. But you just might need to email someone in the world while you're in the forum, and that's how you do it. But the important thing...
connects you out to via email to everybody.
Yeah.
Whoever.
Yeah, that's just...
Okay.
Yeah. You have to respond
so
to something. The PM is what's important. That's when you private message other members and whoever you want to talk to.
Okay. And where do those come out if you get one?
Where do what?
How do you know if you have one?
Oh, okay. Look on that front page or any page. You see in the upper left it says log in and your name, and it says new messages.
Uh-huh. Right. Uh-huh.
New messages. Okay. It would say one or two or three, and that's where you would see that. And then you click on that, and that would take you to the private message place, and you read it.
Okay.